실전 모의고사 1회
1. Pain is not our enemy, but a friend who shows us the enemy. When you look at your mirror and see a dirty spot on your face, you don't get angry at the mirror because you know the mirror has nothing to do with the dirty spot. Likewise, we shouldn't be angry at the pain because what pain does is to let us know something is wrong somewhere. From a biological point of view, pain is our body's best friend. Without it, our bodies would be numb, boring, and lifeless. Pain is a natural regulatory functioning of a healthy body. Without the ability to feel pain, the body would be paralyzed, and therefore deprived of its natural ability to regulate or safeguard itself. In this respect, pain is our friend, which tells us there is a problem somewhere.
2. Millie would work 12 hours a day, taking scallops out of the shell. It was wet, bone-chilling work. Even more remarkable than her endurance was her gentleness with weaker creatures. One day, I saw a female duck lead a row of fluffy chicks up to her door. "She's showing her babies to me," Millie explained. She stared at the ducklings for a while, then told the mother, "Now you take those kids back to the water." The duck led her brood away. She visited an elderly neighbor 4 times a day to put glaucoma drops in her eyes. And when a wealthy recluse fell ill, she moved in and slept on her bedroom floor. "It's not good for sick people to be alone," she said.
3. Welcome to Wapato Twilight Camp Program. We are proud to announce the opening of the 3rd Annual Wildlife Experience Program sponsored by Wapato City Hall. Our camp will give you the chance to cook over a fire, test your roping skills, sew an apron, play games, and make new friends. When? July 17th through July 19th. Where? Waller Road Grange, at 2708 64th Street East in Tacoma. Who? Campers, girls in 1st through 6th grades. Program aides, girls in 7th through 12th grades. Cost, camper, $90. Program aid, $50. Early bird discount, for campers only, $10 off registrations postmarked by June 28th. Registration opens June 20th. Registration deadline is July 5th. Questions. Contact Deb for registration questions at ddann70@yahoo.com.
4. The word sociology has been derived from 2 terms, socius, which means group or partners, and logos, which means study or science. Hence, sociology deals with the study of groups in which the interaction process is vital. From this, patterns of behavior evolve. Relationships are developed and group life is achieved. According to Joseph Fichter, sociology is the scientific study of patterned, shared human behavior. The social behavior of human beings has been an interesting subject of study all through the recorded history of man. In this respect, the social science exists to analyze this human behavior from a scientific point of view. The ways in which people act toward one another, that is, their social relations, have been scrutinized, discussed, and described by sociologists.
5. Astronomers have known for many years that the space we inhabit is a bumpy place. For the first 750 million years after the sun began to shine, it was an extremely bumpy place, as planets and moons smashed into one another. As the solar system settled down, the rate at which impacts occurred dropped dramatically, but it did not drop to zero. Not only does our own moon bear striking testimony to having been hit frequently over the ages, but so does the Earth. Though weathering caused by wind and rain had removed the most obvious features of impacts, some remained, such as the famous Meteor Crater in Arizona. And in living memory, large areas of the Siberian forest around Tunguska were destroyed by an asteroid impact in 1908.
Six. Leaders cannot have all the answers. The pace of change makes it impossible for a single individual to possess the requisite skills and knowledge to solve all problems. Therefore, leaders are the people who can make the atmosphere that others can think creatively. It implies that they possess the ego strength to admit that they do not have all the answers and the open-mindedness to support others' ideas. The applied imagination of many minds will almost always outperform the lone creative problem solver. This ability to facilitate the creativity of others was echoed by German philosopher Max Weber. He stated that leaders of the future must excel at soft skills such as the ability to accept and value diversity and use its potential by unleashing people's creativity in pursuit of shared goals.
7-9. A. In his late 40s, Brian felt as though everything in his world was falling apart and coming down on his shoulders. His business went bankrupt. He lost his family through divorce. His health was deteriorating. At one time, he had been an extremely successful man. But now, for many years, he had been merely existing, living with no joy, no peace, no zeal. B. He established fresh patterns in his life. He decided that every morning before he got out of bed, he was going to write down 10 things for which he could be thankful. All day long, he constantly thought about that list. He continued this habit day after day, week after week, month after month. What was Brian doing? He was reprogramming his mind. He was breaking those old negative habits, and he was developing an attitude of faith. C. Within a matter of months, his situation began to turn around. First, he got his joy back. He soon got his job back, and eventually, many of his relationships were restored. Most important, he got his life back. Because he moved his expectations lower, he was able to escape that old negative mentality. He stopped focusing on what he didn't have, on what he had lost, on his past mistakes and failures. He filled his mind with thoughts of hope, faith, and victory. Sure enough, that's when his life turned around. D. One day, a friend who cared enough to level with Brian told him, "I'm going to tell you this because I love you. You need to quit focusing on all the negatives, stop looking at everything you've lost, and start looking at all you have left." Brian's friend challenged him, "Start believing that things are going to change for the better." His words resonated with Brian's spirit, and slowly but surely, he began to take the advice to heart.